Hey Gina, how are you? It's Sim.
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing really well. I have a bunch of guests here.
Hi,
I
Gina.
have Anna, of course. I also have Retta,
Hi.
and Aubrey Plaza is here, as is Chris
Hello.
Pratt.
We're having kind of a Parks and
Awesome. That's so
Recreation.
exciting. Oh my God.
Gina.
Yes.
So nice meeting you.
Hi.
Everyone say hi to
Yes,
Gina.
thank
Nice
you.
to meet you.
Hi,
Nice to meet you,
Gina.
Gina.
So, Gina,
Nice to meet you.
Gina, you're in luck because we have sort of a wedding theme podcast today in honor of Aubrey's movie called Mike
Perfect.
and Dave Need Wedding Dates, which is in theaters July 8th. So we'll do our best to help you with your bridesmaid issue. Tell us what's going on.
Okay, perfect. So I'm recently engaged, and I am in the process of kind of putting together a wedding party. And in that process, I had to choose bridesmaids, and I feel like I hurt a few people when I couldn't, choose all the people I love just because it's not possible. So I'm kind of trying to find a way to make everyone feel included and feel special and not really hurt anyone's feelings. I just feel like weddings are so silly because you kind of have to rate your friends in a weird way, and I just hate it. So I'm trying to find a way to kind of make everyone feel okay with it and feel included.
Oh, so wait, how big is your wedding party?
Right now I have 8 bridesmaids. This is still a lot.
It's a lot.
Originally I had, in my head, I had like 12 girls just because I've moved a lot and I've made a lot of friends kind of in different cities. So right now I'm at 8 and that's kind of doable for me. I'm not having a huge wedding either. It's around 120 people. So I didn't want to have like an
Damn.
insane amount of bridesmaids,
Like
which just
5% of
wouldn't
your
really
wedding.
work, right?
Well, I have
Pardon?
a, you know, I have, I, this is Anna. I've got a ton of thoughts on this because I hate the system of, just like you said, ranking of friendships. It feels
Yeah.
really, really awful.
Well, Anna, there's one, Gina, you didn't mention that there is, when we spoke earlier, you told me about there's one of your friends in particular that's really upset because she didn't get included, right?
Yeah, and took it to heart, and I'm trying to find a way to kind of, I don't want to affect our friendship, and I still want her to feel like, I care about her, right? It has nothing to do with that. So it's been leaving me with a lot of anxiety. It almost makes me not want to have a
Well,
wedding party at all
okay, so
because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
here's the thing, is that with the way weddings are structured in general, you are going to hurt, not that you have any intentions, but people will bring their own shit, their own hurt feelings, however they want to the table. So they'll find a way if that's their agenda. So it's just sort of because it's a highly emotional day and process, especially for a woman, your people kind of reveal their hand a bit. And so you have to kind of assess who do I value, who do I like kind of give a pass to, who do I, right? I mean, Reddit, I feel like you guys know this story, right? Like, I mean,
Yeah, but my feelings are it's your wedding. So once you decide what it's going to be, you have to accept it. And then you tell your friend, I love you. I love you so much. And we're going to have a girls' weekend. We're going to do whatever. However, I can only have a certain number. And if she can't get on board with that,
Then
then you probably made
you
a good
cannot.
choice not making her a
That's right.
bridesmaid.
You can't spend any more. You already have a ton of
Yeah, there's a
energy
lot of
that you
stuff
have
to
to
worry about.
do, and you can't be like coddling people's hurt feelings for
A great
months.
example of someone, a friend of mine was saying, that she wanted to do a destination wedding, and then so many people were like, no, I can't, I can't, I can't. And it's like, you know what? It's not your wedding. So I'm going to have this wedding where I want to have my wedding. And whoever can make it, who can't, we're going to have another party, and you guys can celebrate with us. But don't change it for other people because it's not their event.
Yeah,
I
that's
agree
true. And
with
I was
this.
thinking maybe I could have, instead of doing, like a bachelorette, which is them just doing kind of like a party with my friends, so they can kind of be included in that and just trying not
Yeah,
to
as
keep
long
it
as they're
super exclusive
included in
that way.
on that kind of stuff, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to be a bridesmaid anyway? It
Yeah, and anybody
sucks.
who's crying to be a bridesmaid, ooh.
Ugh.
Yeah, well, it's not
Because
my
as soon as I get asked to be a
commitment.
bridesmaid, I'm like, ah. kill me.
Yeah, listen, Gina,
be like,
so
hey,
much.
if you want to have a, you know, a role in my wedding, get up and make a fucking speech.
Yeah,
you know, give yourself a role, you little bitch.
Yeah. Do you have like an obligation to family members to be in your wedding party, or like some of the space is taken up by like sisters or sister-in-laws or cousins, that kind of thing?
No, actually, it's all my friends. I moved around a lot. I grew up in my hometown, and I remained friends with them, and then I went to university in Ottawa, and then I moved out to Calgary, so I've kind of just...
I knew you were Canadian.
Cities, so I was hoping to kind of... Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, you
sorry,
didn't?
No. Anyway, I made friends in different cities, and I thought maybe it was a good idea to kind of choose one or two friends from each one of my friends in each city, just because it's kind of like a person from each piece of my life that meant something to me.
Right.
So that's kind of how I did it. But no, I don't have any sisters. I have two brothers, but no sisters that will be in my party.
Gina,
so.
I think you got to go with your gut on all this. Like whomever you want to look, you know, to your right. And when you're standing up there on the altar and feel like, man, these are people that I love and I trust on this special day. And then don't worry about anybody else.
You could also test them, you know, in some kind of terrifying kind of emotional,
like a
psychological game.
What about a Hunger Game?
Are you close
really
to
hit them against each other?
What about Niagara Falls?
Is the friend that is not being included, is she from like your childhood friend or your more recent friend?
No, she's from my childhood. So I grew up with her and, we went to university together for a little bit. So it's someone who, you know, I went through a lot of, you know, we went through teenage together and we went through a lot of growing up together. So we were really close through all of that. And then I kind of moved away. It's not that we're not close, but just that happens with time, right? You meet people and when you're in different cities, it's just tough to kind of keep that.
She got weird.
I feel like
you're not that tight. You had your time and you're not in that space anymore. And she's holding on to some shit. And you've already let it go and you feel guilty because you have let it go and she hasn't, and she's going to have to figure out. But you got it. If you just tell her, it's killing me, but I'm maxed out at 8. I'm maxed out at 8.
Yeah.
Right? And it's
killing me. That'd be crazy if I had more than 8, right? Would that look weird?
That's a lot.
I can't believe you
Girl,
have 8.
That's a lot.
but at the same time.
I'm like type 4.
But wait. Gina brings up a fair point. What does it matter if she has like 20?
Yeah.
I was Amy, I don't know if you knew this. This is my girlfriend over there. I was married before. I had 13 groomsmen in my because I didn't know how
Wait,
to ch- I couldn't ch- I know listen I'm it was ridiculous, and then my ex-wife ended up, you know, using like her little cousins and stuff just to fill in the gap, and it looked kind of weird.
Not
I
me.
Get it.
Sorry, just to bring myself in there.
But
do you have like a lot of friends that are upset, or just this one?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I think I had some friends that were, you know, like, kind of disappointed. The one took it more to heart, I guess.
Oh, my God. Just tell them they don't have to buy that damn dress.
Are
you fucking kidding me?
That's a good point.
Sorry. It's hard to...
They don't have to buy that dress.
Well,
they should be grateful.
This is also Retta, who advocates, like, letting your husband masturbate to porn in the bathroom.
Because
she wants to watch Game of Thrones.
I would say, you know... As you're, first of all, you're getting married, and your life's about to. So congratulations on that. But your life's about to take a big change, and you're stepping into a chapter of your life where you have to be comfortable setting boundaries. And so, if you want to let this friend join your wedding party, that's completely fine. But you have to understand that you're missing the opportunity to set a boundary that says when you don't like the way I'm doing, all you have to do is be a little high maintenance and I'll change my behavior for you. And that could be your relationship with that person forever. if you so choose. Or you could just be like, well, come to the wedding. You're not going to be in the wedding party. Don't get butthurt about it. You know,
he's smart, isn't he?
And 10 years from now, we're still going to be pals. And, you know.
And also, Gina, you should feel free to also break the rule. Like, you don't have to have an even wedding. Like, you don't have to
drop one of them other tricks, too.
You know what I mean? Seven. Like, you could have, like, you could, your fiance could have 8 members and you could have 12. It doesn't matter. Like, all of the, like, there aren't any rules. And what you just need to feel is good and happy on your wedding day.
Right. And
so what we're saying is
elope.
Yeah. Yes. Seriously. One final thought for me is, when Anna and I got married, we realized, because we did elope the first time, and then we had a big party for everyone. Your wedding day is actually a huge gift that you're giving to everyone in your life. So this is just the first of many instances which will make you feel like that day is not your own, because in a way it's really not. So just have those expectations now that it's not going to be your day. It belongs to your mom and dad and your family and his mom and dad and the aunts and the uncles and everyone who wants a piece of you and all the women who want to be the bridesmaids and the person who catches the thing. And it's just like a huge party that you're hosting.
We're going to do a destination wedding, and we decided, no, let's do it with our friend's family.
Should have done that destination.
Part of Canada, right? So
you'd have shaved that shit short. I said you should have done that destination. You'd have shaved it tighter.
Oh, is she going to try to shave her pussy hair? Is that what you're saying, Retta? I'm sorry. Retta just got really nasty.
People that have been in a terrible accident can't really be in a wedding. Also.
Canada, so hard to hear. I don't know what you guys are saying.
Gina, when you hear this back, you're hopefully you'll chuckle.
Yeah, we do have to go right now, Gina. We were talking about some nasty stuff earlier. But wait, Gina, here's
one thing. It was lovely talking to you guys, and Anna, I'm obsessed with your podcast.
Oh, thank you.
And I feel really lucky to be in the presence of such amazing and hilarious people.
We love you, Gina.
And I want you to have an amazing time on your wedding day. I also really want you to go on a honeymoon, because there is that, you know, I have the theory about the sort of like the post, I don't know, the depression that comes after planning that stuff. So please keep us posted. And and if you want to just scrap all of your 8 bridesmaids, Aubrey, Retta, and I will be happy to fill in.
I'm busy, but
I just don't do strapless or spaghetti straps.
We also need a lot of attention. It's not going to be your day.
Wait, say that again?
I'm going to have sex with your father also. That's what I do.
That was Aubrey. Retta, what are you going to do?
I'm going, as long as you have short ribs as an option and I don't have to wear sleeveless, I'm good.
I'm going to make a massive speech. I'm going to do like a monologue from Member of the Wedding by Carson McCullers. And then I'm going to smash the big wedding cake. So pretty much, Gina, the day will be yours.
Thank you so much,
Gina, will you please keep us posted?
Well, thank you so much.
Send me an email.
It's me here, so I hope I answered okay.
Yes. Okay, no, you did amazing. And yes, I just don't want you to be haunted by your friends. Okay. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, buddy, guys. Bye.
I wish I had 8 friends.
I know. Why does she have so many friends? Something's wrong with her.
Wait, what? Wait, 8 friends is a lot of friends?
What's wrong with her? Well, yeah. I will totally have that issue.
You will?
I would, if I had 10 people in my thing, I'd have people fucking calling me.
Can you peg those people right now? The people that would be...
I'm not going to, but
no,
yes,
but you
I
don't
could.
Have to, but you know who they are, the people who would be high
they
maintenance.
They like podcasts, so...
Is it me?
Just be like, you know who you are.
Y'all bitches know who the fuck you are. Giving me agita. So, but no, yeah, depending on, you know, whatever you have, there's always going to be a few people that are going to have their... I mean, honestly, I don't know that they would give me the drama, like, come at me, because they know I'd be like, really, bitch? I'd give them a lot of, really? Because we can cut this shit off right now, and you're not even coming to the wedding. So I know, but I know they would be texting and being like, I cannot believe blah, 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 blah.
Are you mad
people.
At me?
Yeah.
I just want you to be happy on your special day.
But are you mad at me?
But Retta, are you mad at me?
I nub yo.
You blub.
I totes nub yo.
Hey guys, we have one more call.
Okay.
Okay, and then guess what? Aubrey then gets to go into hair and makeup, and we're gonna keep her company while she does it.
Live hair and makeup podcast.
We're gonna call Taylor. She's in Boston. She's 23. I'm glad Chris is here for this call because
will you speak louder?
She's a big fan.
No, it's not. I don't. Well, she might be a big fan, but for a male perspective. Well, I'm a male, but I'll give her my perspective. But
hello,
legitimate.
Hi, Taylor.
Legitimate.
Oh, hi, Taylor. It's Sorry. Anna Faris.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Oh my gosh. So Chris, Sim Sarna called you. My husband Chris Pratt is here. Retta and Aubrey Plaza.
Retta's phone's going off. Hang on a second.
Yes, I'm sorry. For Taylor, you caught us at like sloppy, goofy. Well, I'm the sloppy
one. Did you introduce everyone? Anna?
I thought I did.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Taylor, Taylor, on a scale of like, I don't know, 1 to 10, how do you think I did? Maybe 7?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I didn't hear any of it.
So pretty much a 2.
A 0.
So Taylor, let me introduce everyone here. You know Anna. I spoke to you earlier, and
yes.
you. I'm sure you've heard the episode with Aubrey Plaza. Retta is also here. A fellow by the name of Chris Pratt, who is Anna's husband, is also here.
Just you know, small time guy.
Yeah, small time guy. He's actually
he ain't doing shit with his life.
But Taylor, I'm glad Chris is here because he's going to offer this amazing perspective, I think. So Taylor,
my microphone smells like sperm.
What?
That's so weird. Mine smells like vagina.
Oh, they were doing
Wait a minute. These two microphones fucked each other.
Unprotected. Taylor, I'm sorry.
I kind of want to stick this inside of me.
We're talking to Taylor.
Aubrey just wants to stick the microphone inside of her vagina. I'm sorry. Okay, so I know you're in Boston.
Taylor, you've been living with your boyfriend of 2.5 years for the last 7 months, but recently he said something that's cause for concern. So tell us what happened.
Yes. So, okay, so this is what happened. This was like a week and a half ago. So we've been dating for 2.5 years. We moved in together back in December. And last week, I kind of just brought up to him. I was like, hey, I feel like you're kind of less affectionate to me. You used to, you know, hug me more and kiss me more, and now you don't as much. And he was like, you know, I don't have a reason for that. Like, I didn't even notice I was doing it. I'm really sorry. And then he was like, I do have a question, though. He was like, don't take this the wrong way. I haven't made any decisions. But do you think we could maintain our relationship while living separately? And that, like, really took me by surprise, and it hurt my feelings, and maybe I took it the wrong way, I don't know. But it just made me feel like, okay, he just doesn't want to live with me. He doesn't, you know, like being in the same space, yada, yada. But then he kind of explained himself, and he told me, you know, he graduated from college a year ahead of me. So while I was still in college, he was living in a room with two roommates, like in the city, just, you know, being a working guy. We saw each other, you know, on the weekends, maybe every 2 weeks, and he just had a lot of independence. So he said that he misses feeling so independent, and he's working full time, and he's an aspiring musician, so he's always working on music. And he said that, you know, living with somebody is this big commitment, and he almost feels like after work, he doesn't have the ability to say there's somebody who wants to do a music thing with him. He doesn't feel like he can just do that because he feels like there's this extra commitment to, you know, come home to me at a certain time when we both get home from work. And I tried to let him know, like, I want you to chase your dreams and do whatever you want. Like, I don't want to hold you back. And then he also said, you know, we used to go so long without seeing each other, and it wasn't even that long. Like, we'd go 2 weeks tops, maybe. But he said that that gave us time to miss each other. And when we would see each other, it was kind of new and exciting again. And we would just be all over each other, and we would have 2 weeks to talk about, you know. So Taylor, I get where he's coming from, but at the same time, it's like, I love him, and I really love living with him. So it's so like, can we make it work? Can we still have his independence? But if we do decide to move to separate houses, like, is this a death sentence for us?
Taylor, I got to tell you, I really love you. I do not like him.
I love you.
Wait, I'm sorry. How long have you been together?
They've been together for two and a half years. Living together for seven months.
Living together. Okay, sorry.
So I don't like how you feel like you have to sort of defend all of his actions to us. Because, first of all, you are in the position where, you know, like someone should, you know, want to always be with you. Or when you make that step to move to living together, it is really hard to go back.
Yeah,
it's almost
exactly.
impossible. But I don't think that, first of all, you should know that you are not insane at all for having your feelings hurt, because that is he did do something hurtful. It was, I mean, and he, it may be very independent of you, but it is something that's like, I want to find my journey, and it's not necessarily living with you right now. And of course, that you would be an insane person if that didn't hurt your feelings. But what I think we should think about is how to protect you.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Aubrey, Retta, what do you guys?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Think, Chris?
One, if people tell you, believe what people tell you about themselves. So if he says that he feels like he needs to be apart from you, and you can't try to force him to stay with you. It's not worth it. It's just going to waste time. He wants out, and give him an out. You can say, yeah, we can. I think you need to accept within yourself that this is probably the end. And so and make the transition as seamless as possible, that causes as little trauma for you, for him to move out. But he told you he wants to move out. If you tell him your feelings are hurt, he's gonna try to make you feel okay for a while, and it's just going to waste time. Someone told you he wants to move out. You're not gonna marry this man. If you tell him that's okay, you know what? You should go. We should probably be apart because you want to be apart. He may decide, oof, oh, that's my bad, or he's gonna go. Either way, you're gonna find out what the near future is. And chances are you're not going to marry him. So I feel like I already know that. So you shouldn't waste the time. Time is money. Time is a lot of things.
I'm with you. It's not worth it.
I also think that, you know, 2 weeks is a long time. I think there's a lot of difference between saying like, oh, we see each other, you know, every couple days and it's so fun and that's enough balance or whatever. But 2 weeks seems like too long to go for me to be with someone that you love.
And for it to be great.
And also you can have independence when you live with someone,
yep.
I think, in a healthy way. And if he's not capable of being able to you know, have that while he's with you, then it sounds like he's a dumbass.
I say be glad it's only been 7 months.
And
just figure it out and get out.
Taylor,
yeah.
Like, as a woman who's very guilty of, like, trying to make a bad thing work for a long time to my own detriment,
Hey! What the fuck?
Oh, God.
Oh, you're talking about your previous... Oh, thank God.
Talking about you.
I'm right here.
I would definitely, if you can, just think about yourself and attempt, you know, be selfish. Because as you explained your story, a lot of it was about him.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, what do you want? Like, do you want to be with someone that doesn't want to see you for 2 weeks and that's, like, good enough for them? That doesn't sound...
Well, when we talked about it, it wasn't like he was saying, I don't want to see you for 2 weeks. He was like, you know, we both work in the city.
But that's what we all heard. That's mm-hmm. everyone sitting at this table. When you explained it, that's what we heard. Mm-hmm. And so that's what he was saying. You were trying to hear it differently, but that's what we mm-hmm. heard. I say take it as a blessing. He didn't string you along for 2 years knowing he didn't want to be with a live-in girlfriend. And you know what? Say yes. You know what? We can keep this relationship and be separate, but know in your heart that's probably the end. And if it works, then it works. Then awesome. And then if he realizes that he fucking let some good shit go, he's going to come back and try to get it. And then in which case, you'll be in a position to say, all right, well, here's what I need.
That's right. The test will be if you have the strength within yourself to be like, you know what? Okay. All right. Let's do this. Let's move out. Let's live separately. Let's see how things go and see each other, you know, every 2 weeks. And if he is needy and calling you all the time, you really have the benefit of taking this one step at a time in terms of assessment of how he is, what his true character is. I would say take him up on this.
I'm actually a little shocked by that, Anna.
Why?
Because I thought that you would go with the whole protect yourself and let him go.
Oh, yes, I am, for sure. But what I'm saying is that he needs to reveal his true character to her.
But for self-preservation, shouldn't she break up with him? Because it doesn't seem like, I don't know, like, you and Rhett are both saying that you guys should see what happens after you move out.
I say.
Yes.
You're going to see
exactly.
What happens.
Oh, as soon as he moves out, say it.
She's going to be like,
that's right. We're out. No, I'm being very. Like,
she's going to be good to.
We're manipulative.
Oh, you're being manipulative. Okay. I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
I'm being manipulative.
No. We're advocating manipulation.
We are. We're saying, yeah, you know, coddle him and say, yes, babe, that's all you. You know what? If that's what you need, you got that. Because I promise you, when he moves out, you're going to fucking go out with your girlfriends and meet a fucking
cock
diesel player that you're going to be like, yes, I'm good for one night. And then you're going to so be over it.
And he's going to be like,
you're gonna be so over it.
I'm a musician. I'm a Buddha song.
And then he's
going to
be homeless and he's going to need your place again and he's going to be salty.
You're going to be like, fuck you, dick.
But we didn't want to tell you that part. We wanted you to experience it. We wanted you to learn it on your own.
Yeah.
But now you know. Now you know our motives.
You forced our hands, Sam.
We wanted you to experience the sweet nectar of being like, fuck you, homie, lose my number and get a new cell phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. No one's here to cook you my Zeroni. Fuck you. Oh, your towels smell like mildew.
Always
oh, no. I'm sorry about that. Fuck
I will
you.
Say, prepare yourself if within a year he gets married, because that's going to be fucking soul crushing. But it's probably
but she's
going to
be atrocious. Whatever. She's atrocious.
You never know what's going to fucking happen. Right, but
that may not happen, Taylor. We don't know. We don't know.
I like the worst case.
Look, and also... You don't know. You still don't know what exactly that conversation means. But you know, usually when there's small incremental steps we take towards finding our life mate, and each one is a gamble. And what you're gambling is you may reveal something about your relationship that you don't want to reveal. And moving in is a really big one. And you know, you're rolling the dice that hey, we're going to take this step forward, but we know we can't really take a step back. We can't move in and then move out. I mean, I'm sure, and by the way, there are always exceptions that prove each of these rules, so maybe that's this case. You just don't know, you know? But for the most part, you make these steps, and it's a big gamble. And if you're not as affectionate with each other now, and it's been 7 months, and you're at that point where you've been dating for 2.5 years, this is when it reveals itself to you. And that's happened sometimes, and other times it doesn't. But, you know, I mean, it doesn't, you know, this could be the thing that makes him say, holy shit, you know, I was wrong. I want to take this even further. I want to take it the next step. But I think that only comes if you say, you know, listen, you want to move out, that's boundaries. Fine. But yeah. I am going
because
to fuck
you
somebody
to
else.
Sleep, you go yeah. to sleep next to him every night. With the idea in your head that you going to sleep with him every night with him next to you every night with the idea in your head that he doesn't want to be there is it's sickening. It makes you sick to your stomach, and it's not worth it. You're not sleeping. Yeah. You're not going to get sleep. It's all you're going to think about. You're going to worry about it. You're going to fucking call into podcasts and see what you should do. And when you should just say,
but,
you know what? That's right. Let's
move
out.
But you know what?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Though, I didn't, this was, like, when I was Taylor's age, I was so fucking, like, I felt like I would do anything
right.
for, like,
how old,
the...
How old are you, Taylor?
23.
Yeah, so, but it's the benefit of having someone older be honest and tell you, and even if you don't do it,
I mean, I'm not
you're gonna
much
remember
older
it
than 23?
For the next one.
Fuck everybody. Fuck everyone that you see.
Yeah.
Everybody.
That's Aubrey
Plaza's
advice.
Anyone. Everyone. Taylor, hurry, please.
Get him out of your house so
oh my
other
God.
People
wait,
can get
I know you were 23.
Is she supposed to literally fuck everyone?
Yes, hurry.
Have sex with people.
Aubrey's almost about to cry for you.
Please, Taylor.
But this is what I love about Aubrey. Well, the first time you're here, when you were talking, do you remember the first caller, Thomas? From
no.
You don't? Okay.
No.
Why are you such a weirdo that you remember Thomas?
Well, because it became a big deal because everyone on Twitter was asking about him. We actually had an update with
him.
Wait,
was Thomas the one from Canada?
Yeah,
I
he was
remember the Canadian.
Right. And do you remember when? But I remember Aubrey was just like, "What the fuck are you doing? Move on, you know, get over." Like it was just. I mean, you need tough love
it's
sometimes.
It's definitely good cop bad cop.
I love that episode. I was like, yes,
let it go.
Okay, well,
let
this is your turn.
Yeah,
Tay.
There it is.
Tay,
what
Tay.
The fuck are you doing, Tay? Move. He told you what he wants.
If you were Taylor, if you were in this room right now, I would shove this microphone up your vagina so far, and I would just say, live your life.
And
you'll
then,
be doing him
but,
a big gift. Is he like a singer songwriter?
Yeah.
He like plays the piano, but he's also like a producer songwriter.
Oh, sounds like a
well.
Real
you know what?
Bitch.
You might be doing him a big favor because is he young as well? Is he around your same age?
Yeah, he's 24.
You know, it might just be the path that he needs to take. That if he's a like
totally.
an independent kind of artist, you know, heartbreak is his medium, and so do him a big favor and cut and beat him to the punch and be like, all right, buddy,
that's
take care. Live in your car.
Yeah,
an entire album about me.
And
make money, and then come back to me,
and then send him a link to this podcast. Actually, don't say shit to him. Just send him a link to this podcast and be like, I'm going to take their advice and then keep it moving. And already have a shit pack.
And you know what, though? If you can, though, Taylor, when you do have like this whole thing, if you can be as prideful and gracious as possible. So
exactly.
Have any hint of like, you're going to come back to me. You know what I mean? Like attempt to but kind of play a character a little bit, like not reveal your hand very much. So say, you know what? I get it. We moved in young. You need some time to explore. You're completely right. Let's like move out. And you know, in you're, you know, my best friend and we'll let's just sort of see what happens. But yeah. Don't reveal too much more than that at all.
Also, okay. Try to believe it, because it'll make it easier on you. If you can make yourself... Try to believe it, and it'll make it easier on you. It'll make it easier to say, you know what, you're right, and it's all good. Because I promise you, all he's going to be thinking is she already fucking somebody?
Yes.
And it'll be worth yes. it.
Yes, it'll worth really it. Taken by surprise if you are, like, chill with this.
In which case, I let her go. Link to this podcast.
Although, I have still been
now
waiting.
She's gone, I let her go.
Honey, will you pretend to be my third grade boyfriend? That I bought with ice cream.
You mean tonight? Yeah, right.
And will you finally give me the satisfaction? You broke up with me, and all these years I've been waiting for you to ask me back. Do you even know what you lost?
I finally realized after these 33 years. What I lost.
Why are we doing this? Why
I don't know why. Yeah, sorry.
Because that's what everyone wants. Don't you want like it? Doesn't everyone want like yes. the person that you had a crush on to like?
But you know what? It always. Every person that broke my heart has come back to me, except for the last one who got married within a year or got engaged within a year, and I'm reeling from it. But it's always happened. So I had you have to get to a place where you're like, you know what? You're gonna figure it out. And I need to keep moving. I gotta keep it moving.
I have not had that satisfaction.
This is a really, really wonderful and exciting time in your life, and it's gonna be wrought with really hardcore moments of heartache, but also extreme excitement. Just be present to all of it, and if it works, I hope it works out for you guys if it's meant to be, but if not, know that you've got so much time and so many wonderful memories and mistakes to make between now and the time that
and even just know and that even if it really hurts, just lean into it. Mm-hmm. Don't fight it. Just lean into it, because that's life. And
he's always leaned into pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pain is okay.
And Michael Fassbender is still single, so he's still an option.
Oh, it's like, perfect. Does he live in Boston?
It's like when a scary wave is coming at you, you can't fight it, you know, it'll take you down. You have to just dive into it, get through it, come out the other end.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad we had this call, because I'm sure many people have the same issues.
Yes. Oh my God. Taylor, will you keep us posted? And I
will.
I really hope that, like, I just want you to, like, drop I talk about, zero. Like, protecting protecting your heart, protecting yourself.
And explore women, Taylor.
Yeah, Aubrey has a microphone for you.
Be open.
Oh, I gotta explore.
Taylor, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you very much. Have good a night. Great night.
We love you, Tay Tay.
Okay, so Sim just gave me that finger wag thing, which, what does it mean again, Sim?
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Wrapping it up. Oh my God, I just want to tell him to fuck off all the time.
To spin a dish. Spin a plate.
Aubrey, Retta, Chris, Sim, Mike, Mindy, Cassie, Amy, thank you guys so much for all being here. Thank you for our dear listeners, and
Mike and Dave comes out July 8th, and you are in the movie with Zac Efron and Anna Kendrick and Adam Devine. Mm-hmm. Amazing cast.
And you're so fucking brilliant, Aubrey.
Thanks.
You guys, I'm doing shit too. Just a heads up. All we fucking talk about is this fucking wedding movie. I'm going back to Vancouver to finish some shit. I did 4 movies. They are not out yet, but what the fuck?
Oh my God, cut it.
Just
because
I didn't do a movie with Anna Kendrick? Whatever. Shit.
July 8th.
I did a movie with King Batch. He's like a Vine star, you guys.
Retta, would you tell us what you're involved with right now?
Oh my God. I have a movie called Middle School coming out. It's going to be super awesome.
Do you
awesome.
Play a middle school
with Andy Daly, and I play...
I love Andy Daly.
Oh, see what I'm saying? Oh my God. We've been talking about this the whole podcast, but no, you want to talk about fun.
It's true.
So July 8th.
Adam Devine. July 8th. Zac Efron.
We shot
nobody
in Hawaii
cares.
For 3 months.
It was really hard, you guys.
Oh, and ever. I flew private with Glenn Close to do a movie. I what? Do stuff, ooh. You guys. I was Bastards like? The movie. She's amazing. Anyway,
I love Glenn Close.
I'm doing stuff too.
Retta, I'm really, really happy for you.
Me too, Retta.
And guess what? My husband's doing stuff too. Oh, Mommy, would you like to plug your upcoming projects?
Yeah, Magnificent Seven opened September 23rd.
Boring.
Jeez, that's so mean. And for that slice of your listeners who are huge Denzel Washington fans, he's in the movie and it's a Western. So mm-hmm. you've got both. You've got your bases covered.
And then you also have Passengers and Guardians.
Well,
of
he'll be on. Yeah, he'll be on before. I mean, we can do all this stuff. Yeah, after.
Well, you guys are. I'm assuming.
Hey, Chris, will you come on?
You guys
again?
Are gonna rub dicks at.
Rub your dicks.
Fine. I guess we're gonna rub our dicks.
We do it right now.
Huh? Right now? I'm gonna get mine half hard.
Do you, homie? Do you?
I'm gonna get it half hard before I take it.
Whoa, Sim, yours looks weird.
Yay!
Whoa, Sim, your dick is really nice.
Why is it so guys, this is magic. You guys, if you rub hard enough, you can make fire.
Only if they're super dry and I feel like they're moist.
And then you can burn alive, Chris, just like you always wanted.
That's one way to do it.
Follow us on Twitter, on Instagram, at Unqualified.
Is that a tattoo,
Sam? Wait, one last thing. Can we all say fuck you, Sam?
Oh, God.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad.
Do you mind? You can say it in a very loving way.
Okay.
Retta, say it maybe if you want to. I don't want to give you a line,
I'll say it.
But you can either do sexy, loving, or filled with hate.
Like a go-around style?
Yeah, let's do a go-around.
Not all at the same time.
We should do it all at the same
time. But I can do it any way I want to.
We'll get
done quicker.
Any way I want to. I'm going to do it the way I want to.
Okay.
I want to fuck you, Sim.
Ooh, that's my favorite.
See?
By the way,
I changed it up, you guys.
That's the best one I've heard.
Changed it up.
By far.
Made it my own.
Fuck you, Sam. Oh, hell no. Fuck you. I said, fuck you now, Sam.
Sam. It's two syllables.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you, Sam.
Did you say Sam?
Oh, is your name not Sam? This whole time, I thought your name was Sam. Oh, I feel bad.
And you live
it's
here,
It's weird
right?
to have an I in the middle of your name.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love
hey.
It.
Hey. Fuck you, Sam.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.